Warning, the following audio transmission is based on theory and is intended for entertainment purposes only. It's Doomsday and its affiliates will not be held liable for anything your dumbass does. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, everybody, to It's Doomsday Podcast. Today is July 2nd, 2023. Time is 7:45 p.m., and joining me is Big Daddy Al. What's going on, man?
You're not going to believe this, but it's been 104 here all week, and it's finally down to the low 90s. It's like wintertime around here, man. It's been a weird week, really weird. Mother Nature has really been weird this week.
Listen, I'll tell you what, man. I don't know what happened here. We went from winter to summer, then like back to spring, and then it was like this cold spring with a lot of rain, and now we're finally getting the heat, but now they're calling for thunderstorms for like the next 7 days.
Yep.
Like it's currently like, so if this show cuts out, it's because we're under severe thunderstorm warning right now, and it's been storming.
I know the feeling.
So... Speaking of this going down and everything failing, Al, have you seen all the buzz about the internet apocalypse on social media?
Yes, I have. And I think I've been part of it because I've had my little internet apocalypse here in rural Arkansas for the last 30 days or so, off and on. Yes, I have.
Gotcha. So for those of you that have been living under a rock, okay, it's been all over social media. It's been all over the news. And I mean, these are stories. I thought we were going to do this episode last week, but we had some things going on. We couldn't get together to record. And I was like, well, we missed the boat. And I went back today to do some more research into stuff and found out, oh no, they're still dropping bombs about this. Like it's still a thing. Yep. So if you guys don't know, basically they're talking about this internet apocalypse. And what they're saying is we're in for some wicked solar storms here. In the upcoming future, and it is basically going to knock out our internet, and it's going to be done.
Yep. And when it's done, Jester, it's going to have cataclysmic effects on our society. Maybe not 20 years ago, but today, it will basically shut down almost everything.
So now this is what I really wanted to touch on in this episode are some of the things that are running off the internet and how you could better prepare yourself for these things, right?
Yep.
Now, basically what they're saying with this is these large solar storms will come, right? We all talk about the EMP side of things, right?
Yep.
So basically they're saying that, you know, within the next, they're saying a remote possibility, like a very remote possibility, but it could very well happen. That possibly within the next decade, we could be left without internet access for months on a very large scale. This would be devastating to the economy. This would be devastating to the world. And you're talking billions of dollars in losses per day, just to the U.S. economy, right?
Right.
Not to mention the entire world, the entire planet's infrastructure, like everything else, you know. So, honestly, let's break this down for a second. How likely is this? No one really knows. I don't care what NASA's telling anybody. I don't care. The reality is we have solar flares and solar storms out in space and mass coronal ejections all the time, right?
It's an everyday thing, Jester.
Right.
To a certain degree.
So the electromagnetic radiation that emits from these coronal mass injections, I mean, that are driving these solar storms, can be devastating if they're strong enough, right?
Right.
Now, you guys, for anybody that's out there that's a naysayer, I mean, the sun has a great impact on our Earth right now. It's how we're growing our food. It's how we're powering things with solar. There's a lot going on here. And I'm not going to go too conspiratorial down this road, but Al, don't you think it's so weird they're warning about this right after they tried to get everybody to go and buy electric cars?
Yeah, and Jester, people don't realize how much of their life really is controlled by the Internet of Things. Think about just one simple thing. Think about your work. How many things at your work are controlled by the Internet? I know your payroll is. Most people's time clocks are. Their ability to get checks, to get their time in, their money electronically transferred. Just that one area right there can be devastating to millions of people on the very first day that it happens. And that's one small sliver of what we have running on the Internet today.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about some things that are running on the Internet. We all know about our smartphones, right?
Absolutely.
Now let's think about this, because this is where things start to get scary, because...
Are you looking for something kick-ass to add to your closet? Reaper has the hookup for t-shirts, hoodies, button-ups, hats, beanies, and plenty of other badass products. You can check out Reaper Apparel Company at www.reaperapparelco.com and use code DOOM10 for 10% off. Jester only stands behind brands he believes in, and Dan at Reaper Apparel has a mission, and Jester is on board. Go check out www.reaperapparelco.com today and use code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire order. Why be a sheep when you can reap? Use code DOOM10 for 10% off at www.reaperapparelco.com today.
When I mention these things, I really want you to think outside the box of everything that this could be. So number one, we got the smartphones, all right? Number two is you have your appliances within your home. And not just appliances within your home, appliances within businesses that are working critical infrastructure jobs and things like this. Then you have thermostats that are widely controlled, all right? So you're talking right. Things go down in the wintertime, you're not home, you can't remotely access anything, everything gets fried. Do you come home to frozen water lines? Like what could happen there? Lighting systems are ran off the networks and ran off the internet. So if a company's, lighting went out based on this, how many people are going to start breaking in, right? So I then agree. You got to think also we have irrigation systems. Big ass irrigation systems that are growing massive amounts of crops that are connected to a network and that are being updated. Like if there's a problem, they're letting the farmers know, things like that. And, even farm equipment now is all tied in, right?
Right. It's all GPS control nowadays.
Right. It's crazy. So, and then you have your security cameras and your security systems, right?
That'll be huge.
Oh,
huge.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine, say that this happened and no one could remotely access these cameras, or these security systems cannot alert the police that there's a break-in, right?
What about, how many crimes are solved every day, Jester, by security cam footage? What if there's no security cam footage and everybody that's a criminal knows this? There's not going to be any way to be able to see who commits these crimes. So, it could lead down the road of very much devastation within a day or two's time.
Oh, yeah. And then, all right, so let's look at this as well. So now how we mentioned the electric cars at the beginning of this, you have a lot of vehicles that are tied into networks, right? And they're, I've got friends who have onboard Wi-Fi on their vehicles, and their vehicles are tied into a network.
Yep.
Right?
What about the autonomous cars?
Yeah, there's that. And then there's this idea that you even have some cities that are basing most of their operations, city operations, off of networks, right?
Right.
And it's just mind-blowing when you start thinking about these things failing. Now, the one thing I didn't mention in here, and this is a thing that's growing, is the healthcare industry being tied into networks.
Absolutely. Your health records could be someone in California could look at someone in Maine's records or their prescriptions or whatever it might be.
Right. Well, I was thinking even more along the lines of like you have like automatic machines out there that are constantly monitoring vitals and sending updates. Right.
Right.
What happens Absolutely. When like that kind of stuff fails, you know? So
this is a scary thing.
It is. So it's very safe to say we as Americans are extremely reliant on the internet now. Al and I are using the internet to do the show right now. You guys will listen to the show on a computer, on a mobile device, streaming this probably while you're driving to work in your vehicle.
Yep.
And, you know, I know how that is. Like, you don't think about it. You're just opening up your phone. Oh, look, there's a new episode of It's Doomsday Podcast. Let me go ahead, Bluetooth it to the car, turn the radio up, and I'm going to crank on down the road and listen to this podcast. Right. Awesome.
Well, but what's going to happen, Jester, when people get up one morning? Let's just use this for example. When you get up in the morning, and we know every one of us are victim of this. We all, first thing, we look at our smartphone. We got to check the weather. We got to check the news. We got to see if a friend called us. Check your emails. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And none of that's there.
Right. Exactly. So let's talk about how we prepare for this. How do you prepare for the internet apocalypse? Number one, Al, you got to have a plan.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
You got to have a plan. So you guys have heard Al and I talk a lot about, you know, building communities, people you could trust, things like that, right?
Right.
The biggest thing with the internet going down is number one is your communications, right?
There may be none.
There might not be any. Like, there might not be cell towers working. There might not be any way to get back and forth to people, you know. So I could tell you right now, like, because of international calling being so expensive, I know people utilize internet-based things to do free calling all around the world, right? So say you got family in, I don't know, Australia, and you're trying to reach out to them, and that side of the world gets one of these coronal mass ejections, and they all their shit gets fried. You have no idea what's going on with them.
Zero. And you may not have an idea for weeks. I mean, literally for weeks. You ever tried to send a letter overseas?
I can't say that I have, no.
I have, and it doesn't work out so well, I'm telling you.
So let's break this down. So number one in your plan, you should have your communications worked out. Have your ham radios, CBs, backup cell phone, all this stuff in a Faraday bag, and make sure the people that you're trying to communicate with have these things too. If it is a situation where someone's international or they are so far away, guys, how Al said it could be months, you might just have to deal with it because there's no easy fix for that, right?
Right.
Some things just are the way they are and they suck, okay?
As bad as they are, they suck. You're right.
Exactly. Now, to kind of segue off comms a little bit, guys, I can't tell you how important it's going to be for you to have a regular AM FM radio in that Faraday cage, in that Faraday bag with the rest of your comm stuff. Why? Because it's going to be a lot easier for the local radio station to get something up and running again versus repairing a whole internet infrastructure, right?
Agreed.
Same.
Do you know
goes,
how many vehicles today don't even have radios? They're not even putting AM radios in most of the next year's models of vehicles. AM is totally gone. So, yeah, your local radio may be your only information of what's going on in the rest of the world.
Exactly. So, and I'm not saying your local radio station is going to be up to par with everything.
Do you have enough food in your pantry for when disaster strikes? Go to www.readywise.com and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire food order. ReadyWise offers long-term food storage items such as chicken and beef that last up to 15 years. But that's not all. Go to www.readywise.com and use our code DOOM10 for 10% off of organic food as well. Offering chili, pasta, and soups, they have you covered. Did we mention they have fruits? Bananas, blueberries, strawberries, and apples, just to name a few. With many more food options for your home, car, or bug out bag, ReadyWise has your six. Go to www.readywise.com now and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off.
But here's the reality. Having those you know, little AM FM radios, at the very least, if they're getting information and they're getting back up and running quicker, you're going to get some sort of info transmitted to you versus waiting months for the internet to come back online, you know, to find out what's going on in the world.
And there are basics that you need to know. I mean, people say, well, I'll hear about what happened in the news. It's not the news. What if there was a bad storm? Now, we all take all these information from the internet. Well, there's a bad storm coming. We all look at the radar. We look at that. What if there isn't that? Your local radio might be the only people to say, oh, by the way, there's a tornado headed in this direction. You know, there's a 105 heat wave coming in the next 2 days. If you don't keep up on these things, you may be in bad shape. I mean, things happen. If you can't just pull readily access it up, you might be in trouble.
Exactly. So here's the other thing that kind of goes in with this as well, is guys, I know this is going to sound crazy, but the rabbit ears for your TV, the old school, you know, rabbit ears, the little boxes, I know they're not transmitting a lot of those signals anymore. So they still do in my area. Like I could buy the little box and I could run rabbit ears and I'll get local news and stuff.
I've got nine stations here.
Right. But it is way more likely that news media outlet is going to say, hey, we know the internet's down. We know we're going to be shut down for a month while we're getting all this stuff repaired. Why don't we fire up these old antennas if they're still laying around? So there is a chance you might get your information that way. And how Al brought up storms, well, forget storms. That's one serious thing, yeah. But what about knowing what actually happened, why your stuff's not working, right?
Right.
What about a major war or an invasion or another pandemic? Don't you want to be in the know to some extent?
I do.
Exactly.
I do.
All right. So the second, after the comm side of this, the second part I really wanted to get into, number two, are knowledge-based things. We all use the hell out of our phones to look up stuff all day long, especially if you're a prepper. Al, my ADD goes ballistic, and I'm Googling microgreens, tactical gear, different gun parts, then I'm back to, like, you know, Googling freaking root cellars, and then I'm, like, over here Googling canning stuff, and then over here Googling brewing information, right?
Right, right. I had 50 pages open on my Safari the other day. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I do the same thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, just imagine the idea that instead of being so reliant on these things, like if you have a plan, like you're like, yeah, I'm totally going to grow food in the apocalypse. Never done it before, but that's my plan. Get a book on growing. Print the information out that you need and put it in a little doomsday folder. I've got one at home. I've got a little folder sitting at the house of printed information off the internet to where it's like emergency things I can build. And guess what? Solar flare is not going to take that out.
Right. I do as well.
So that's something you guys can all do. And all it costs is a little bit of time and a little bit of paper, right?
Yep. Great.
You know, for the idea, okay, so let's say you go out and you buy like one of these big, crazy how-to guides. You're paying a minimum of $20 on Amazon, maybe for something like that. Whenever you could print out exactly what you need to know and highlight what you need to know for a few cents. You know,
it's very cheap.
Yeah. A lot of information, very, very cheap, right? The other thing is, guys, have things in your preps that do not rely on this. I see there are these preppers out there, Al, that they want to have all this fancy, like, extremely high technological stuff.
Yep, I see it every day.
And I'm like, I don't need that. Like, I don't need, like, for me, I don't have this plan to bug out and go escape into the woods somewhere. I know a lot of people do. I don't have that plan. I think it's stupid, right? Unless, if I had a cabin somewhere out in the woods and it's like, this is where I'm going, I'm nice and hidden, and I've got a plan to get their caches along the way, okay, maybe I would have a plan for that, right? But I don't. So my thought and theory on this is, and it's a very simple thought and theory, I don't need things like an electronic GPS, right?
Nope. No need for it.
I don't need any of these crazy digital things to get me where I need to go. I got a compass if I really got to get somewhere, and I've got maps.
A map. Maps. Right. Good old paper maps, folks.
So what I'm basically getting at, like when you're seeing these crazy solar setups, these crazy fancy solar generators, these electronic GPSs, you know, just imagine if things all get fried, these things aren't going to work and you need to have a backup plan, right?
Right, right.
And I agree with you. Like the one thing that I cannot stand is every electronic we're buying now are costing more money, they're overly complicated, and they're breaking easier.
Right.
Right?
That's a plan. So you'll buy a new one 2 or 3 years down the road because this one doesn't work anymore.
Right. Yep. And like I was telling my wife the other day, I was like, look, I understand the convenience of an ice maker. I get it. But I hate having an ice maker in the fridge. I hate this. Right?
Yep, me too.
Because sometimes it doesn't work, and then you got to thaw the thing out. Then the filter needs changing. Then it's not working right at all. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, why don't we just get an old school fridge that doesn't have any of this fancy shit and just get a little tabletop ice maker for $30, $40, and when it breaks, we'll just get a new one. Who cares?
Right, right.
But now, like, even your refrigerator can be Wi-Fi enabled and is connected to the network. Right?
The Internet of Things, the Internet where everything in your home is more convenient. But with convenience comes a whole lot of technology of which this mass event is going to nullify. I mean, we're all going to be, everybody asks me why I like everything so rudimentary. Why do you not like this? You don't like that? Because when something like this happens, we're going to be right back to where I am right now. You know, you're going to be back to where I am, but you're not going to have the things I have. I buy rudimentary items. I set up my plans with rudimentary skills and rudimentary type technology so that if this happens, I'm not nearly as hard as these other people are.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, I'm sitting here doing things like on the cheap and figuring out ways I could do things with less technology and stuff like that. And a lot of people, I guess, don't have that mindset, right?
Nope.
They just don't have that mindset. Like, well, how am I going to boil water if the power's out? I got an electric stove. Well, you got a barbecue grill outside that runs on propane.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Fire is one of the most basic essentials for survival. Whether you're camping, hiking, or preparing for disaster, Blackbeard has your six. Go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase. Blackbeard offers stormproof matches, plasma arc lighters, fire starters, and ferro rods, all of which are great for your bug out bag. Once again, go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase.
Even your barbecue grills can be Wi-Fi enabled now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I see the people with that all the time, yeah.
And the one thing, like, the one thing I don't hear anybody talking about with this stuff is what happens when somebody starts sending viruses to your fridge and all your food goes bad?
Right.
Right.
It happens. These things can happen very easily.
I don't know. It's very scary. So the best way to prepare for this stuff is to build your preps around the idea of not having technology. Right?
Right. Right.
Don't be so reliant on this stuff because at the end of the day, it might not be there.
Right.
Now, a lot of people are up in arms about this internet apocalypse thing right now and the idea of no connectivity, how long we'll be down, banking information, all this stuff. And there's a big question I get asked all of the time. It is, Jester, should I pull my money out of the bank?
And I hear that all the time.
I don't know. Like, I always tell people, like, look, I'd hate to tell you pull it all out and you have $10,000 of cash sitting at home and your house burns down and you're totally broke. Right?
Right, right.
Because digital dollars don't burn, okay?
And no, but they can be controlled. They can be controlled. No.
Yes, they can be. So I worked a detail once where I worked at a bank, the federal headquarters of the bank, okay? And I could tell you, I had to go through and check on the server rooms and stuff like that, and I could tell you, they do have redundancies in place, all right? If the power's out, they have these wicked backup generators. They've got these huge UPS batteries. They've got like an awesome fire suppression system. Like they're making sure your data is protected, right?
Yep.
not in a Faraday cage.
No.
I don't know what would happen if a I don't know what would happen with one of these solar flares. I don't know if that like building's painted with grounding paint. I don't know if they have things done there a certain way to where your data is like continuously being put on something that it wouldn't lose your data. Like, I don't know. Is it being stored in more than one place? I assume so, yeah. But that's probably the biggest, scariest thing with these is, are you going to have access to your money? Right?
Yes. That kind of leads me to something about your money. My wife worked in banking for a while, and I will tell you for a fact.
Want to be a guest on the show? Email itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. That's itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com.
Mistakes and things happen out there in the money. If they had a catastrophic event where they lost all their records, they'd have no idea whether you had a quarter in your bank account or a quarter million in your banking account. Now, a lot of these things are saved electronically, and you know, they have redundancies. I understand they do. But if it gets fried, it's fried. And how would you like to have a whole bunch of money in the bank and have nothing? I mean, literally nothing on 000. Or maybe the system never comes back up at all.
So Al, let me ask you a question. Do you know what a solar flare looks like? Like, have you ever seen one with your own eyes?
Not with my own eyes. I've seen some illustrations, you know, online and things like that. But no, I've seen one.
Right, me either. Okay. If one happened tomorrow, you think you'd see it?
Nope. I have no clue.
So the last thing I wanted to get into with this episode was a little bit of conspiracy with this. Okay.
Right. That's where I come in.
So if they say this happened, there was a mass solar flare, everything crashed. Sorry, you lost all your money.
Yep.
It's not like you saw that. It's not like you were looking up at the sky and been like, oh, look at that. A coronal mass injection. I guess I need to call the bank to make sure my money's secure. No. Things are just going to go down, and they will make the excuse, sorry, everything got fried. Do you have a recent bank statement? We send those out in the mail all the time. Oh, you've been throwing those away every time? Sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm with you on that conspiracy on that. What, I mean, not just happened naturally. What if they said this happened and it really didn't happen, and then they tried to blame it on somebody else? I mean, yeah, that could look like somebody was aggressively trying to attack our country or another country. So, these things, it's funny how these conspiracies come back to be realities.
Right. Time. And, like, this is the crazy thing. You know, we do have EMP generating equipment, right?
Yes. Yes.
And here's the thing. We do have systems in place to knock nukes out of the sky if one's launched at our country, right?
Yep.
So if they knocked a nuke out of the sky and didn't want to say anything, all right, they could easily, like, if nobody saw it happen, they could just be coronal mass injection. That's what happened.
Right.
You know, solar storm. That's what happened.
I've got a great one for you, too, about this. What if, you know, I mean, there's a certain amount of people in society that will allow the government or whoever's in charge take care of them. But then there's people like us that say, no, I don't put a man on the government. I'm going to take care of me. I take care of me, you know. But what if all your money was wiped out and there was no food and they were just handing out food? How many people then would say, oh, I guess I'll have to fall in line with everybody else?
Right.
And that would be very easy to manipulate.
Get your tickets to Prep Stock before they're gone. Go to prepstock.ticketleap.com today. Being held in beautiful Townsend, Tennessee, this community-focused survival event is taking place October 6th through the 9th. Explore the world of homesteading and survival. Escape the sheeple and find your people at Prep Stock. For more detailed information, go to prepstock.ticketleap.com and buy your tickets now. Want to increase your chances of survival? Learn new survival skills such as herbal remedies, beekeeping, pressure canning, and much more. For a sense of security and protection in uncertain times, buy your tickets today at prepstock.ticketleap.com. Tickets to this event are limited and will be gone soon. Don't miss out on this doomtastic time. Buy your tickets now at prepstock.ticketleap.com. Bug out to Prepstock this October.
So, you know, yeah, it really would be. And I just, you know, this is the thing. Number one, you can't trust the government. I think we all know that. Yep. It's been stated enough. You just can't, right? The government doesn't have the people's best interest at heart. They just do not. It's just the way it is. I don't care what agency it is. That's just the nature of the beast, right? Right. So if you think for a second something's going to happen and you're going to get the God's honest truth out of the government, that's not a thing.
No. Nope.
It's not. And you know, and this is what's crazy is, and I'm not gonna beat this horse too much, but it's been way more clear and apparent in recent years that all of these agencies are untrustworthy, right?
I agree 100%.
Now, here's the thing. If you don't think that NASA can be manipulated, you're wrong, right?
Right.
They're just another agency, all right? That puts out studies and does things and claims they do things and sucks up American taxpayer dollars, and they need a reason to keep that going.
Yeah, they must keep the money flowing.
Yes. So if you guys get into this story and you start looking online about the internet apocalypse, you're going to come across things like the NASA Parker Solar Probe, the PSP, things like this is what's going to pop up. And you're going to see a lot of these stories surrounding NASA. And they said they put a man on the moon, Al. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm going to tell you is, people out there in listening land can get mad at me or think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you right now, you'll never convince me we put a man on the moon, an actual foot on the moon of a man. I don't care. I've seen too many things to say it didn't happen. We can't do it today. I don't know how we did it back then. They say there's a million times more technology on your basic handheld cell phone today than there was in the entire NASA program back in the 1960s, Jester. So I don't believe it. I'm sorry.
I don't either, man. And plus, I mean, you got to think, man, back then, everybody was just so lax.
Yep.
Nobody was like physically going in and checking up. Oh, they said we went to the moon. Cool.
Yep.
You didn't have conspiracy theorists out there on the internet talking about this stuff.
Right. They destroyed all the technology. Why would you do that? It's the only time in history that we made an advance and then destroyed all the technology and then have to rebuild it again for some reason 50 years later. So, yeah.
Oh, and with the current technology we have, can't rebuild it faster.
Right. I would like to say one thing, Jester, and I usually don't interject things, but I'd like to say this about making your plan. Whomever is in your circle, my circle number one beside me is my wife. We've discussed the plan. We know the plan. I can't tell you the plan, but I will reveal this thing. Our very first thing is, if a situation like this occurs, we know exactly where to go without ever communicating with each other, without seeing or hearing or texting each other. We know exactly where to go and what to do until the other one gets there. No questions asked. We have it written in stone. It's in our head. We don't have to write it down and keep it on a piece of paper. But we've done the planning ahead of time. And if you've not done that and got to the rudimentary parts of making a plan, shame on you. But you need to start right now today. This could be a plan. You don't have to pull this out and go over it every 15 minutes. But this is a plan of what you're going to do when this situation happens. Because you can forget calling and texting and sending this and doing that. It's not going to happen. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? And what are you going to do when you get there? That's just the beginnings. From then on, that's the beginning, folks. So there's your seed. Now you need to let it grow.
Emergency action message. At approximately 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, NORA is tracking 15 ICBM nuclear missiles inbound to the following cities: Orlando, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dover, Newark, Richland, Philadelphia, New York City, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, Seattle, Detroit. This is an extremely deadly situation. Stay tuned, the next emergency message will be a presidential address.